Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, bringing the mail from post office to post office. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all in the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We have our favorite caller from Denver on the line here, so we're going to go over there. And good morning, Denver. What's going on?
Yeah, well, good morning there, good folks. Miss Jackson, Biden's pick, I think she's qualified, in my opinion. She's definitely qualified. She's been on the bench for 10 years. And the thing is, though, the GOP, they need to come together and ask hard questions. Because this is an interview.
Yeah.
If you've been picked by the president to be on the Supreme Court, it is a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so the GOP got to ask her hard questions on her record. And then there's allegations that she's soft on crime, especially when it comes to sexual predators,
right,
like pedophiles, allegedly soft on crime. So they need to hammer on those questions. So I just hope they come together and, as one, and ask hard questions, because I was thinking about if Trump was still in the White House and he picked a woman who happened to be black and conservative, I'm thinking, Lord have mercy, what would the dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys do to try to throw her under?
They tear her apart. Yep.
Exactly. So I think she, like I said, I think she'll get confirmed, but I hope the GOP will make the anointment for her to the Supreme Court a little tougher, and don't just roll over like a puppy getting their belly scratched.
All
anyway,
right.
Have a good night, folks.
All right. Thanks very much. Take care. I don't disagree with her.
No, and it even if she is confirmed, it won't change the really the landscape of the justices on the bench.
No.
Nope. But she, yeah, I've actually looked at some of the responses of her opinions and from the bench. That's a little concerning. But interestingly enough, let's not forget all the protests and all the nastiness that the left did when they put up Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. And none of that's going on right now with this nominee, Jackson. So that's all how different things are. But, yeah. I've seen when she was going from office to office in the Senate, which is normally done to be introduced to those on the Judiciary Committee and whatnot. Some of them have already challenged her on some of her positions in some parts of her resume. So I think it'll come out. I think it'll be done tastefully, but they'll ask her hard questions.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs summoned the U.S. ambassador in Moscow and told him that President Joe Biden's recent comments about Russian President Vladimir Putin have strained the ties to the verge of breaking between the U.S. and Russia. Of course, we know that's because last week Biden branded the Russian leader a war criminal. And we also had our Secretary of Defense over the weekend use the same sort of rhetoric about Mr. Putin, if you will. So I guess that's a formal way of doing things, but I don't really think it's going to mean anything.
I don't either. The relationship between the United States and Russia is broken. Well, duh. Isn't it interesting? Why hasn't Biden picked up the phone and called Putin himself? Called President Xi.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Putin? Say, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop. So, I mean, why hasn't that call happened?
You tell me, we'll both know.
So, yeah. But we're going to go to Europe this week, and we're going to, hang out with the
G7.
Tomorrow. Yeah, right.
By the way, Saudi Arabia said yesterday that it claims no responsibility for a shortage in global oil supplies after an alleged attack by the Yemeni rebels impacted productions in the kingdom. Now, that statement from Saudi Arabia's government said that it will not bear any responsibility for any shortage in oil supplies to global markets in light of the attacks on its oil facilities from the Iranian-backed Houthi militias.
Sadly, in this particular case, the Saudis are exactly right. who is helping out the Saudis at all when it comes to what is going on in Yemen and the Houthis? Remember, the Houthis are an Iranian militia.
Yep.
Okay? So with that, what are we doing? We're in these negotiations with Iran. Why does Saudi have to put up with these Houthis?
Yep, good question. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere, and we're going to break, and here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
this is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. And don't forget, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, click on there, put in your information on the car or the truck that you're driving, and they will give you a rate. Now, the other thing is they cover other things other than your car and your truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover all of those, too. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo insurance policy. That is where you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All you got to save is money, right? Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about all sorts of stuff here. I want to talk about the New York Times article, because that's not going away anytime soon, the Hunter Biden stuff and all that. Of course, the New York Times, suddenly they've become the righteous people. They've discovered that the Hunter Biden laptop revelations are real, well over a year after the New York Post was fact-checked for breaking the compromising story ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Now, on this program, I interviewed the New York Post reporter that supposedly broke the story, wrote the article about it anyway. And I also interviewed Hunter Biden's business partner after he came out and said the laptop was real and it was legitimate. And these people were just put through hell. I mean, hell. They were literally destroyed. But I think they've still managed to stay above the fray. What do you think?
So you interviewed Miranda Devine?
I did.
And Bob Alinsky?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look, media had, in one form or another, in delivery, media had access to the hard drives. And they actually did nothing with them. The only one that did was the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until just this past week that the New York Times decided to come out and admit that it is legitimate. Now, why would they do that? I wrote about this last week.
Yes.
There's only two reasons. And one reason, of course, we don't know what they are, but one reason I submit is that Hunter could about to be indicted.
Correct.
And they want to get ahead of it. Or they're telling the Democratic machine or the left machine that go find somebody else because we don't want Biden running for re-election because of his complicity. But having said all that, We also have what I would say is a bigger problem, and that is with the intelligence apparatus. Because remember, we had all of these intelligence experts, 50 of them or so, that signed a letter stating that it had the matter of Hunter's laptop had all the hallmarks of Russia disinformation. Well, how wrong were they? And I would argue that all of those people still have security clearance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And that means that they can have access to intelligence information and that they can have access to existing stakeholders in positions in government today. You know, I was listening to Kirby, Admiral Kirby, who is the Pentagon spokesperson yesterday.
Yep.
And he was asked a fairly simple question. I forget what it was now, but it was an easy one, by a reporter. And he said, we don't have visibility on that, which means that it's a nice way of saying we don't know. And I remember thinking to myself what the question was. Of course they know. And if they don't, then we have a bigger problem than we think we do. So the point is that not only do those in the intelligence community are lying to us and manipulating us, but if you ever can stomach just watching a White House press briefing or a Pentagon press briefing or a State Department press briefing, I suggest that you sit through one and understand what is not being asked and then what is actually being asked and how they just refuse to answer the question.
Yeah.
It's open source, meaning that what's out there in the public domain, you can look at any 20 articles on the same topic and then go do some research to see if there was a study or if there's a report or some documents or set testimonies, and you can pretty much figure out things. And you could answer the questions better than these people are answering them because they refuse to tell us the truth. So, and that is the case certainly with the Hunter laptop. Not only is it a matter of Hunter laptop, it's the deals and now the additional data from the laptops is being cultivated that is telling us that we have a president that's compromised.
Mm-hmm.
What will this president do? For instance, if the Chinese decide they're going to kidnap them,
mm-hmm.
kidnap Hunter. So how compromised is the president even without that?
Mm-hmm.
Is he giving too much leeway and too much grace to Russia and to China? Of course he is.
Yes.
Of course he is. And why is that? Well, Hunter and the Biden family are already compromised.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now that's a situation here where I would say somewhere between the Justice Department, the FBI, and the CIA, we got big issues with this administration for obvious reasons.
I agree.
Now, we also have people sitting in those positions that are throwing their hands up in the air and going, hey, we don't have anything to do with this because nobody wants to touch this hot potato. And it is a hot potato. So the only thing I think that we can possibly do is get on social media and go after the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland, because the FBI reports to Merrick Garland, and start demanding, start putting out factual statements and demanding answers from him. And so that, you know, you have lost the public trust, because the FBI is still in possession of the hard drive from Hunter's laptop,
correct.
And they've had it since December of 2019.
Yep. All right, well, hold that thought, and let's go over the phone line. Bagham and Bob, what's your question?
Oh, yes, sir, Captain. I see here where it says that Saudi Arabia says it won't take blame for oil shortages. And can we put some pressure on them to get some more drilling and exploration for oil? And as far as the press conferences go, it doesn't matter what questions they ask them, because they're not going to answer the ones they don't like anyway. And the third thing is the S-300 anti, the Russian-made S-300 anti-aircraft missile. Have they been shipping any into Ukraine yet? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, the rumor was they were going to send, who was it, one of the countries was going to send the S-300s and MiGs to them. Was that Romania?
Well, the MiGs, they were offered up by Poland, and Poland was going to send them to Germany to us so we could get them in there. Well, then, of course, the United States went all coward on us, and they're not going to do that. Romania, that might be it, that was going to send...
I think they were the latest one, Romania.
It's in a defensive weapon. They're not sending it to Ukraine. What good is any of this doing?
Nothing yet. And it may not do anything at all, because it may be too late with what Russia's now trying to do, scorched earth policy that they've got. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes. You'll know what's going on when she knows about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky turned down Russia's ultimatum to surrender the southern port city of Mariupol. The Kremlin was continuing to look for a victory somewhere, as its forces are in what appears to be a stalemate. Russia told Ukraine if they surrender Mariupol, civilians would be able to leave the heavily damaged city and humanitarian aid can enter. Day one on Capitol Hill for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. She will spend the next couple of days at least in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, beating back Republican assertions that she's soft on crime is Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy.
She hails from a law enforcement family. And no,
She's not softer than crime.
The GOP made it clear that they would sharply question her record. Wall Street at the close Monday, the Dow was down 202 points, the NASDAQ was down 55, the S&P 500 was off a couple. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Military and Veterans News segment of the program, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are in just a minute. But to find out more about them, check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy in 14 short months will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying job that will get you a job anywhere in the aviation industry, anywhere in the world. That's how well-trained and how well-paid aviation maintenance techs are. All you got to do is give them a call at National Aviation Academy and set up an appointment. They're one of their campuses. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. One more time on the phone, it's 800-659-2080. And you can call them up and say, I'd like to take a tour of the Clearwater, Florida campus. Or I'd like to take a tour of the Concord, Massachusetts campus. But in either case, I would encourage you to take a look at both campuses before you make up your mind. One may trip your trigger more than the other and vice versa. But here's the deal.
When you do that and you get that set up and you go to take a look at the campus, you're going to be able to talk to not only some of the students that are there, you're going to be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. You're going to be able to talk to the money people that handle the loans or student loans or can help you with your paperwork if you're a veteran and you've got your GI Bill benefits, especially if you haven't used them and you're coming like right out of the military and you haven't used your GI Bill benefits for education. Well, you can use them now and everything will be taken care of 100%. And they'll help you with the paperwork. Now, if you don't have all of your benefits, you've got some of your benefits left, they'll help you with that too, and the rest will go on a standard student loan. No problem. And for you civilians, the student loan is the way to go, and they'll help you with that too. So there you go. But call them up at 800-659-2080. One more time on the number, 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. You'd be glad you did. Well, the United States is about to send an army contingent to Bulgaria as part of a NATO battle group. Now, this is going to be to strengthen NATO's eastern flank amidst the war with the Ukraine. Now, I was told that this battle group could be merely trucks and Humvees and maybe some Strykers in the mix. We'll see. I don't know for sure, but that's what I was told. But we'll see what happens. Now, the outgoing head of the U.S. Central Command, General McKenzie, sees a long-term security cooperation mission in Iraq. He came out and he said U.S. troops will likely be in Iraq for years. That's years. Years to come. And I don't doubt that for a second. We can't afford to pull out of Iraq and let that become the hellhole that it once was. We just can't do it. And that's not what we went over there and went there for to begin with. And by the way, for the next person that says, well, we went over there to get oil. No, we didn't. We didn't get any of that oil. As stupid as it may sound, we didn't get any of the oil in Iraq. Now, the Marine Corps will soon end its crisis response deployments developed after the 2012 attack on Benghazi, Libya, where they actually have three of their crisis response deployments versus the two that they had originally and one years ago, where you would go on one deployment, then you'd come back and you'd rotate and so on and so forth, and it's all changed many times over because of the circumstances surrounding the world that we live in today. By the way, U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland this week to discuss the international response to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine that sparked the humanitarian and human rights crisis. Now, he's going to NATO first. And then he's going to Poland. Now, how far he's going to get and how close he's going to get to the border is a big question. Because some people were saying that, well, shouldn't he go make an appearance at the border so people can see that he's there? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That would be a tremendous security threat. And Mariupol, a port city of some 400,000, not anymore, but that's what used to be there, on the Sea of Azov in southeastern Ukraine, has become a vivid symbol of the devastation brought by the war. Russia's been accused of bombing a Ukrainian shelter. At least 400 people were trapped in it, in the basement. people, the rescuers, when they tried to get there to try to rescue them, they were being shot at by the Russians. And the Russians were also kidnapping citizens that were trying to get out of town. They were kidnapping them. Where they were taking them, don't know. But that's the Russia of today. And then again, there was yesterday morning. The Ukraine defied a Russian demand that its forces were to lay down their arms before dawn in Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians have been trapped in a city under siege and already laid to waste by Russia's bombardment. The city is just devastated. I've never seen anything quite like it. A civilian city bombed to smithereens. And by the way, I watched again yesterday on television, and I don't know, this is how they don't care what they're doing. I watched them carpet bomb a factory. Yep, carpet bomb. And it's so obvious what they're doing. But yet, who's going to bring them up on charges? Who is actually going to charge them with what they're doing and go after the people that are doing this, that are ordering this? Nobody. Nobody. Could they go after these people that are doing this? Of course. But how are you going to do that? You going to sneak in the dead of night and capture somebody and out you go? Talk about dangerous. Oh, that's dangerous. So there you go. And oh, by the way, don't forget, today, lunchtime, have lunch with the captain. Mission Barbecue, that's number one. And number two, you can have breakfast with the captain or coffee with the captain, because Jeff and I will be over at the Village Inn on 4th Street North, just south of Gandy, on the left side as you go south. We'll be there. Jeff says he'll buy you your coffee, but I'm going to have... breakfast. He's going to have breakfast, and we'll be there probably till about 7 a.m. If you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, get yourself a cup of coffee. By the way, you can get that coffee to go, too. So there you go. But in the meantime, we are coming back. The Watchdog on Wall Street hanging in there, and I'll be back with him here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Looking forward to lunch today over there at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. Hope to see you there. And my conversation with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, let me tell you, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura with the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup. Better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Let me tell you something. It's fun to drive, too. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, which free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans and first responders, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. And they're only 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete, 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Go up there and see them up there on North Florida Avenue. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. You'll be glad you did. They're good people. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm assuming that you're probably watching all this stuff that's going on over there in the Ukraine and just shaking your head like I am going, can this get any worse?
Well, of course it can get worse. The longer it goes on, it gets worse. That's just, you know, the nature of this type of a conflict where it's going to be grinding and grinding and grinding until you get both parties to the table There's really, and then, you know, Ukraine is going to continue to push on. You know, you're going to continue to see destruction, cities razed, and the fighting will get on. So, yes, there's no doubt it'll get worse.
And it's a real shame because it appears now, and I think I was right. You and I talked about this last week or maybe the week before. I told you that I thought the Russians had overshot their supply lines and that they were running short on stuff. And apparently that's what it looks like is going on right now, which is why the Russians are out of the vehicles and wandering around, amongst other things, because now they're living off the land, so to speak. Whatever they get in these houses and whatnot is now becoming their food. And if they want to stay there and stay out of the vehicles and set up shop or set up camp or something like that, they're doing that too.
You know, the only thing is that the overwhelming majority of Russian soldiers haven't even entered the country yet. They're still sitting outside. So, you know, Russia can continue to send wave after wave after wave of infantry into the country and just, you know, push on with this. So, you know, and again, that seems like what Vladimir Putin wants to do. So it's you know, that's why I'm saying I don't see any sign of this abating. I mean, unless, of course, you know, they come to some sort of agreement on anything, if the both sides are going to insist on fighting, and, you know, obviously Ukraine, you could talk about urban warfare and whatnot, going to continue to hold on and counterattack. I mean, this is going to continue to go on, and a lot of, you know, loss of life and property and, you know, everything that goes along with that.
Well, the loss of life is already staggering. There's thousands, literally thousands. We don't know how many thousands of civilians have been killed. But there's also thousands of Russian troops that have been killed. And we don't know the exact number there because the Russians are leaving the bodies behind. They're not taking them with them. So we don't know what the heck's going on here with some of this stuff. And in some cases, and this is really nuts, they're leaving their equipment there. They're leaving a brand-new tank or a brand-new APC or whatever it is they've got, armored personnel carrier, some sort of thing, sitting right there with the keys in it saying, here it is, come get it.
Yeah, we did the same thing in Afghanistan, though. If you do recall, it wasn't that long ago. We decided, hey, let's sleep all this taxpayer-funded equipment there in Afghanistan.
Yep.
I don't think that, you know, from the looks of things, it doesn't look like this, you know, that was by design what we did.
Yep.
The Russian military doesn't seem like it's too. This doesn't seem like it's too well trained, based upon, you know.
Oh, it's not. Doing. It's not.
So again, I think that, you know, I think a lot of them didn't know what they were getting into as well, which I think makes matters worse.
Yeah, the Russian military, this group of ragtag, whatever you want to call them, that's there. Plus, now they're bringing the cadets in from Moscow, which is going to make things even worse. These are the kids that have absolutely no experience. They might be gung-ho, but these are the people. This is how they get killed. And by the way, our defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, said it's like Russia's putting troops into a meat grinder.
Well, yeah, it's the, you know, you get snipers and urban warfare and, you know, coming into areas where, you know, these people have lived in these neighborhoods. They know where to go. They know where to hide. Very, very difficult. I mean, you know, we've dealt in, you know, in Fallujah and other places. It's not an easy win.
Yeah, Vietnam. They knew where to hide. You are right. Okay, let's talk about Chairman Jerome Powell and what's going to happen with the Fed. He's saying that there's going to be further and faster hikes if necessary. What's he saying?
He's saying that they're basically... not really any change from what he said last week, the inflation is running hot. It's here. Obviously a big change from his comments less than a year ago where it was going to be transitory. And, you know, they're going to do what's necessary. They're going to raise rates if they have to. I think that raising rates it's not going to do much when it comes to inflation. I think it's kind of window dressing. I think that the real key is for them to wind down their bond portfolio and take some of the excess money supply out of the system.
Now, the U.S. economy has definitely slowed, especially in February, according to the Chicago Fed. I don't know what they're going to do to jack it back up again, but that's something, I guess we're stuck with it. Is that right?
With what, Matt?
The Chicago Fed says the U.S. economy slowed in February.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, it's definitely slowed. I think that the, you know, inflation has played a part. We can see it's in retail sales and whatnot, people being a little bit more cautious regards to what things are cost, the fact that the, you know, the energy costs are higher and their gas prices are higher. And this is going to obviously reflect in growth. There's that word that's being, you know, batted around, stagflation. You know, the old 1970s term there where you have inflation and negative growth at the same time, a recession at the same time. So, you know, there's some fears of that out there. So, yeah, this is it's, you know, it's something you got to pay attention to. You know, we pay attention to it. Does it change how we're handling our clients' money and how we're investing? No. It's based upon the way we do things at Markowski Investments. But as far as the economy slowing, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Now, we heard yesterday that Meta, Netflix, and Zoom, the executives, the CEOs, might be looking to exit as their stocks tank.
I don't think so. I think you're going to probably see them end up some share repurchases down at these levels. I think we're going to start seeing some of that, where they're going to start seeing some stock buybacks when the things come down. So these are some more of the stronger, you want to call them tech names, if you will. You know, again, you're going to have normal selling by executives on a regular basis because they have large positions, not so much executives, founders, because they have such large positions in the company. You know, it's like Elon Musk doesn't make anything from Tesla. He, you know, he sells stock that he got because he started the company. And that's what these people do as well.
Yeah, and Musk has got it going because everything he seems to be doing lately is working.
Well, I don't know if you realize all of their EVs and all of their battery packs, everything like that, the prices are going through the roof.
Sure.
Because the materials have gone up, and it's you know, it's tough. Again, the price of going green is getting more and more expensive, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised at all to hear that.
Yeah, it's just material costs, and they're, you know, reflecting in everything right now. I'm just looking at one of their commercial battery packs, which was $1.2 million. It's for a large, you know, for commercial property, battery, you know, backup. Now it's almost $1.6 million.
Wow. Well, so much for the battery, right?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, well, you have yourself a great day, and try not to work too hard up here.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Top of the hour news coming up. After the top of the hour news, we'll have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on board. Going to talk some shop about Ukraine, talk about, are the Russians actually walking away?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.